Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Nun Aleph, Chapter 41. The subject of this chapter is a conversation about the redemption between Hashem and the Jewish people, specifically those that are spiritually seeking and true to Hashem. Shimu Eli wrote Fei Tzedek Mevakshei Hashem, "Listen to me, those of you who pursue justice, who do seek out Hashem. Habitu al tzur chatzavtem v'el makeves bor nukartem." Hashem tells them what to do. Look to the rock you were hewn from, to the quarry you were dug from. Hashem tells the people, specifically those who do put an effort to do what's right, to look back at their origins. Habitu al Avraham avicham ve'al Sarah techolelchem. Look back to Avraham your father and to Sarah who brought you forth. Ke'achad karasiv avrachi v'arbehu. For he was only one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. There are two clear reasons that we should specifically look back to Avraham and Sarah. One, you are the descendant of the greatest descendants from the greatest people in history. Do not lose hope in yourselves and who you are and what you are capable of. The second reason we should look back to them is because the Jews in exile, even those who believe so strongly, may start to question themselves based on the length of that exile. Does it really seem logical that Hashem will save us after us being here for so long? Radak points out that Avram and Sarah waited for many, many years to have a child. A story we know since our childhoods, but sometimes don't think of in human terms. Hoping that they would one day have a child seems absurd based on natural reasoning. And yet after all that waiting, their prayers were answered. So too, even though our exile seems interminable, Hashem will redeem us, as he says in the next verse, "Ki nicham Hashem Zion, nicham kol chorboseha." So too will Hashem comfort Zion, comfort all of her ruins. Vayasem midbara ke'eden varvasa ke'kan Hashem. He will make her desert like Gan Eden, and her dry places like the garden of Hashem. Like the rejuvenation of Avram and Sarah, the land of Israel will go from barren to lush. Sason v'simcha yimatzeva, toda v'kol zimra. Gladness and joy will be found there. Thanks and the sound of music. But this physical plenty, as we know, will not be the hallmark of messianic times. Ki so rami iti seitze, for teaching shall go forth from me. As we saw at the beginning of chapter 42, this is the main role of the Messiah, to teach Torah, first and foremost to the Jewish people and then to the whole world, as the verses describe here. Amongst these details is the promise, "Umishpati l'or amim argia," and my judgment will, as light to the nations, will provide calm. One of the great features of Messianic times is God's universal judgment. We think of this mostly in negative terms, as the time when God will punish those who have done wrong. But this is actually a positive reality. Currently, the lack of clear moral clarity creates conflict and unrest. Those who do choose to live morally in accordance with Torah values often have to fight to do so and withstand hardship. When God's judgment is clear in the world, it will bring peace. Good and evil will be so obvious. Moral posturing will be impossible. There is another way in which Hashem's revelation brings serenity in the Messianic era. Here he says, "Elayi mikavu," people will trust in me. Once people start to recognize Hashem's true power, they will rely on him to protect them with fair judgment. Again, the same idea that tranquility comes with clarity and one central source of authority. Se'u l'shamayim einechem v'habitu el ha'aretz mitachas. Raise your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. Ki shamayim ke'asha nimlachu, v'ha'aretz kebeged tivle. Like the garments melt away like smoke, and the earth wears out like a garment, v'yoshveh k'mochein yimusun. So too its inhabitants will die out as well. V'yeshuasi la'olam tiyeh, v'tzidkasi lo sechas. But my salvation will stand forever. My righteousness will remain unbroken. Hashem compares his salvation, which he promised a few verses ago, to the very earth and skies that we see around us. The physical strength of heaven and earth are flimsy and temporary compared to Hashem's promise. This comparison could also be contemporaneous. It is not only what will come that will be eternal compared to the temporary nature of the physical world, but there is something that exists now that is more real and enduring than the physical world itself, and that is our own spirituality. There is a soul that is immortal. We have it now, and that soul and its reward will way outlast anything physical. And who are the recipients of these promises? They are addressed directly by Hashem, beginning in verse 7. Shimu Eli Yodei Tzedek, listen to me, those who know righteousness. Am Toresi Valiba, the nation who have Torah in their hearts. There are people who will see the redemption, but not those who only show loyalty on the outside, those who have Torah in their hearts. Al tiru cherpas enosh, migidufosam al techatu. Fear not the insults of men, and do not be broken by their insults. Because similarly to what we saw in verse 6, ki chaveged yochlem ish, because the mouth will eat them up like a garment, v'chatzemer yochlem tzatz, and the worm will eat them up like wool. V'tzidkasi le'olam tiyeh, v'yeshuasi le'dor dorim. But my triumph will endure forever, my salvation through all generations. The wicked do have good fortune, like a beautiful garment has its time, but it can be so quickly destroyed. It can be confusing, especially for those described in the last pasuk, who genuinely and internally dedicate their lives to the service of Hashem, to see the wicked flourish. So in this verse, Hashem explains, it is temporary. It's not that it doesn't exist, but it is short-lived. Their existence and success are needed to bring the world to its goal in many different ways, but they are no more powerful nor more permanent than a wool garment susceptible to a moth that will destroy it so quickly. The Jewish people are not satisfied with this promise, and they speak to Hashem in response in verses 9 through 11. Uri, uri, leave she oz, zroa Hashem. Awake, awake, clothe yourself with splendor, arm of Hashem. Uri ki me kedem doros olamim. Awake as in days of old, as in former generations. Bnei Yisrael say, we understand that you have promised us salvation in the future, but we want you to bring it now. You are able to do so, as we have seen before, and after our long exile, are we not at least as worthy as the generation of the Exodus, who themselves were not worthy of such great miracles? The Jewish people go on to recall great miracles of the past, like the splitting of the sea and the destruction of Egypt, and demand that they receive the same miracles themselves. And they say, even if we are not worthy yet, if you bring the salvation, uftuye Hashem yeshuvun, the prisoners that belong to Hashem will return. Uva'o l'tzion berinaf, simchas olam al rosham. They will come back with joyful shouting to Yerushalayim, crowned with everlasting joy. Sason v'simcha yasigun. They will attain joy and gladness. Nasu yagon va'anacha, while sorrow and sighing will flee. Just like the Jewish people, exited the sea singing praises of Hashem. If you take us out now the same way, we will do the same. We want redemption on credit. Those who went out of Egypt were also unworthy. And if you bring us out of our exile now, we will praise you and sing songs to you, and that will make us worthy in retrospect. Hashem responds here to this claim, but in a bit of a roundabout way. The direct answer to Israel's question will not be until verse 17, but his answer begins in verse 12. Anochi, anochi, hu menachemchem. I, and only I, am the one who comforts you. Hashem begins by saying, we are on the same page. I will bring you your redemption. But if you truly believe that the redemption is coming like you say, Mi at v'tir'i me'enesh yamus. Who are you that is fearful of mortal man? Batishkach Hashem osecha, noteh shamayim v'yoset aretz. You have forgotten Hashem your maker, who stretched out the skies and made firm the earth. Batifached tamid kol hayom mipnei chamas hamatzik. Hametik, kasher konein lahashchis, and you live all day in constant dread because of the rage of an oppressor who is aiming to cut you down. You are asking me to bring the redemption. Do you really believe it? Because you spend all day worrying about the decisions and actions of human being. So who do you really think is in charge? Va'aye chamas hametik, and where is the rage of this oppressor? Where are all those nations that you were so fearful of? Where are those oppressors that made you so terrified? They are all gone. They do not survive, and neither does their hate, while you do. So of what was there to be afraid? Their hate is nowhere to be found. This argument sounds convincing, but if we take a step back, someone with a knowledge of Jewish history may ask, wait a second, these people killed and tortured millions of Jews over the century. So wasn't there really a reason to be afraid? And here comes the real response to the Jewish people's request in verse 17. His orri, kumi Yerushalayim. Rouse, rouse yourself, O Jerusalem, asher shasis miyad Hashem eskos chamaso. You who have drunk from the cup of Hashem's wrath. Do these words sound familiar? In verse 9, our demand of Hashem was uri, uri, awaken now, Hashem, and take us out of exile. And to that he responds in kind,
Hisoriri, hisoriri. You wake up. You wake up. We have established that I can take you out of exile, and I will. But the delay does not come from me. It comes from you. I agree you have suffered enough, but you are in exile in order to do tshuva. It is in your own hands. You need to awaken. The parable of the cup of sorrow continues to the end of the chapter. Now the Jews lie in a state of stupor, drunk, not from wine, but from suffering. But when it is time for this to be over, Hinei lakachti miyadeich es kos hatar'ela, I will take from your hand the cup of suffering, es kupas kos chamase lo sosifu lishto sa'od, the bowl, the cup of my wrath, you shall never drink it again. V'samtiu biad mogayich, and I will put it in the hands of your tormentors. One day I will awaken and give your cup of suffering to your oppressors. But if you want that to happen, you must arouse yourself. Thank you for learning. Li'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.